The Syrian army, backed by Hezbollah fighters, has gained further ground against foreign-backed terrorists. In their latest push, they managed to retake a number of villages and hills in Damascus and the Daraa countryside. The new gains came in the wake of several recent strategic offensives by the army. The UN Special Envoy to Syria has arrived in Damascus for talks with the government to finalize a temporary ceasefire plan in the northern city of Aleppo. Stefan de Mistura has been working since October to negotiate local ceasefires or free zones in the contested areas, beginning with Aleppo. ISIL terrorists staged deadly attacks in Iraq, including in the northern city of Samarra. Nearly a dozen people killed in two blasts in a town northeast of the capital, Baghdad. On Samarra, an explosive-laden vehicle hit a checkpoint, killing at least 50 members of the Iraqi armed forces. And the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has reacted angrily to an Egyptian court ruling that listed it as a terrorist organization. The court accused the group of supporting insurgency in northern Sinai. Hamas has called the decision as shocking and dangerous. Iran has also criticized the Egyptian court ruling against Hamas. Iran's deputy foreign minister for Arab African Affairs says, in fact, it's Israel that's an illegitimate and terrorist regime and weak in the face of Hamas and the Islamic Jihad. Scuffles have broken out between police and protesters from the UK branch of the German anti-Islamic group Pegida in Newcastle. Later on Saturday, the city witnessed a counter-rally organized by a coalition of trade unionists and anti-fascist groups. Thousands of people attended the march to denounce anti-Islamization. And people in Germany and Switzerland have rallied against NATO and its policies towards the crisis in Ukraine. They called on their country to withdraw from the military alliance. German protesters said the NATO stance towards Ukraine could eventually lead Germany to a major conflict with Russia. And over a dozen people have been injured as police in Nepal clashed with opposition supporters in the capital, Kathmandu. Clashes erupted during a rally to protest controversial plans to vote on a new disputed constitution. Now, police fired tear gas and used water cannon to stop demonstrators from marching on Parliament.